Winspiration, the way to the essential. On UK Health Radio, Winspiration brings wisdom and information for an extraordinary future. Together, we can shape the world we want to live in. So let's get real and create the idea. Be extraordinary. Welcome again to another episode of Winspiration Radio, bringing you wisdom and information for an extraordinary future. Today we have a guest, and I promise you it will be not only interesting, it will be really touching. Tito Alvarez is born in Puerto Rico, started there his life, moved to New York, and his main business working life was in, let's say, broadcasting, having own shows, big platforms, and he was known nearly for everybody in the US because he also did a lot of voiceovers and his voice in advertising big names like Coca-Cola, Bank of America, and so much more to mention. And he also was always really interested and working on helping Hispanic community to feel that they could do more. Because a lot of people, we know it, if it's a caste thinking in India, or is it maybe all these, a lot of immigrants, at least in the US, feel they're mediocre, they are not, as would say, really on the same level eye to eye with the white Americans. And there is not yet the understanding that we are one big human family. And he is an advocate for this, working on his with his son Antonio. They have production studio, first of all, for the TV production. They're doing editing and voiceovers in the academy, teaching people how to use the voice and also go to the profession of voiceovers. And you see, I could talk and talk and talk, and the hour is gone about Tito. So let's come and let's talk, Tito. I'm so grateful that you're there and bringing this big heart now also in this Winspiration Radio show. And if you please like to mention something, what I just shortly mentioned about your life and what you think is an important message, not only to the Hispanic people, so everybody, that we can raise and develop us to a wonderful human community.
Well, first of all, Movement, thank you very much for inviting me to your show. When I hear you talking, and when we had some previous conversations, knowing that you're an advocate for being able to provide to the to the audience in general a kind of shedding more light into how to become better, how to increase their quality of life. That is basically goes right there in our league, because like you did well said, the Hispanic market here in the United States is becoming one of the most influential markets. We're talking here about over 60 million. And it keep increasing at a very, very good ratio. And, from my beginnings, my mother, rest in peace, always used to say, son, whenever the world gives you any blessings, you have to share it, and you have to share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. At the beginning, being a little kid, you tend not to understand exactly what they meant. But as you go along in life, you realize that that's what we're here for. And in all honesty, this is now a way for me to come up like a good guy. It is, I really believe that each one of us have a very important responsibility And it's not only to make money, it's basically to be able to provide to the world with your talent something that will help them become better. Easier said than done, put it that way. But overall, I get, first of all, Wolfman, I commend you, and because exactly I know in what you believe in, and it is something that definitely it's inspiring, but in the same token, it makes, in my case and my son, it makes us realize that we have a serious responsibility, and we cannot ignore it. We cannot ignore it. And it's not so that somebody will pat us in the back and say, oh, how nice you guys are. In all honesty, I mean, getting back again to my parents, which for me was the biggest blessing, because they gave me many things that now in my adult years I am putting into practice, is that they were always firm believers that what you get from the universe is directly proportional to what you give.
And that
for me is very important. But anyway, I'm delighted to have you here in your show. Definitely.
Oh, thank you. When you see, when you also encourage in the people, it doesn't matter really if Hispanic or whatever, but for you, you're coming now from Puerto Rico, you go to the US and you make a super career. A lot of people know your name. You're not only in advertising where they just hear your voice, but you were more seen also. Why is it that people don't take this? Oh, if he can do it, we can do it. Why do you think people just limit themselves?
Well, you know, it all starts from when you start growing up. Believe it or not, we're influenced by our peers as well as our families. But I'm a strong believer, and now that I have to say, Wolfgang, I got 6 grandsons, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that makes me realize that is the key age in which you will start teaching the youth basic rules in life, put it this way. But to answer your question, that you say why people for whatever reason don't realize that they have much more potential than what they really think they have, and that's one of our goals, especially with the Hispanic market in the United States. Wolfgang is a very hardworking community, so many times, you know, it has been many times they have not given the credit that this hardworking community actually have. But one of the things that excites me a lot about the Hispanics is that, and I came to this country, I'm a U.S. citizen. Puerto Ricans are citizens of the United States. So, of course, the first time I came to New York, and of course, I was citizen like anybody else. But Wolfgang, that is something that I love to never lose, is the immigrant mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have an immigrant mentality, it means that the things you didn't have when you grew up and you see it available in this country, it makes you work harder and makes you realize that doesn't matter what I need to get in this country, as long as I do it right without hurting the rights of anyone else, I'll be able to do it. And so when you have a community that is as hardworking as Hispanic, Wolfgang, some Hispanics, they work 3 jobs,
mm-hmm.
3 jobs. So you cannot say that Hispanics are lazy. They work 3 jobs. They go out from one to another. But one of the things
question, why do they have 3 jobs? In Germany, I see also there, I would say, some poor people, they have a hard time to make their living. That's why they have 3 jobs. Or do they have 3 jobs to just, okay, if I have more jobs, I can, what was it, grow and buy more, do more, whatever.
You mentioned something really key, and that's one of the reasons that I would like to let them know that, first of all, you're having a community that is hardworking. That is, for me, is the most important thing. Because if you have a community that is lazy, they don't mm-hmm. want to work, mm-hmm. then you said, well, I mean, how I will be able to at least open the door, shed light into how for you to become better financially when you actually don't have the desire to work. But this is a community, Wolfgang, that has, they have so much desire to work. And but they still many times don't get ahead financially as they should. And as you know, in life, it's not working hard, it's working smart. And especially with all the opportunities that this country gives you. So due to the fact that a lot of the Hispanic, when they grew up, they were kind of, I don't want to say it this way, but hopefully I won't be misunderstood, kind of brainwashed that you cannot do better. So, and that's one of the reasons I was telling you about the grandkids. When you grow up having kind of that kind of a message as a kid that you get, by the time you get adult, you can have all the gold around you and you don't see it. You don't see it because your mind already is being disciplined and it's being molded to whatever influence you had when you were a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is one of the reasons that the same way I tell you, a lot of Hispanics, they have three jobs, but I love this country because in this country, even though not everything has been read, but everything has been written, so you can go and find it someplace.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we would like to be kind of a vehicle for Hispanics to improve their quality of life and to at least open their eyes that it is not how your old mentality was told you that that's the maximum you're going to get in life. There is a easier way, and you deserve to have everything you want without sacrificing yourself, that you'll never have time, not even to enjoy your family. And this is an area where sometimes it bothers me because I said, I have a responsibility to let them know that you can have financial independence in this country better than any other country in the world, believe it. And you don't need to have parents that were very influential in order for them to give you the chance to get you up ahead in life. You can do it. Of course, you have to be disciplined. You have to follow certain guidelines, but it can be done. And that is one of the areas, in all honesty, Wolfgang, that I wake up in the morning and I said, you know, I really know what I need to do.
When I listen to you, it sounds for me more, the country is great, everything is fine. It is just more the brainwash. And the brainwash, who is doing it? I believe, first of all, it starts also in the families. Today, we know from science, our brain in the first 3 years is so important what we develop there. But if I just mention the caste system in India again, it's so great, great culture, how we keep people there, that they work there. Who cleans the toilets? Okay, this is this caste. But the parents teaching, although the kids don't talk with others, we are not like this. If I read the biography from Martin Luther King, right, remember that he said not only the whites was a problem for him, his own people, because they thought, mm-hmm. what do you want? We are mediocre. And in German standpoint, and as you know, I wrote a book, Better the Whole World Against Me Than My Soul, I mentioned the German welfare system. They do nothing really to educate and help the people. They just, okay, let's make a law. You get an euro, a dollar more. Exactly. What is the minimum wage or whatever? But nothing really that they develop personally. Because isn't it that the government or the system loves to keep them there? Because then we have the sheep workers.
Exactly. But, you know, one of the, if we be able to get the message across that there is nothing, you know, if we start my mentality, Wogan, is that I'm always very proactive. Instead of me complaining about the system, instead of me being the kind of telling everything that is why they are in the position they are in, I believe overall the public is intelligent enough that if you tell them the formula in order to accomplish whatever they want, and automatically you do it in that kind of an angle, in a proactive angle, a proactive approach, I think we can get much farther that start complaining about the system and why you are where you are. I'm not interested in knowing why you are in the position you're in. I'm interested more in shedding light so that you'll be able to get ahead in life. Mm-hmm. And not only that, is that when you get ahead, teach the young generation not to fall for the same mistakes you did.
Yeah.
Because if we only, and that is one of the areas where I think that that we'll be able to ultimately resolve the problem. It sounds like a really hard, it's kind of a lot of work to do in order to get that accomplished. But if everyone, you know, will be able to get into it, not everyone, of course, but if we have enough people to carry on and understand, I think that one of the key messages, Wolfgang, and that's one of the things it inspired me when I got to this country, I had very good mentors. Thanks to the universe, I have very good mentors. And they all always said is that we are first of all in the country of opportunities, but the opportunities is not going to fall into our lap like the manna from heaven. Mm-hmm. You have to go and get them. Mm-hmm. And the action is extremely important. Not complaining, not blaming, just do it. Like like Nike.
A lot of people don't see that in the law of attraction is the word action. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of, but I think we're in the right time. I think there's a lot of very interesting things. And that's one of the reasons my son and I we created a broadcasting school for Hispanics. Because I'm a firm believer. I've been in broadcasting all my life. My mother was an opera singer. So she was the one that got me into, you know, the, we call it in Spanish, farándula. It means, theater and how to be able to, use your talent to entertain the world, it kind of thing. But we believe that there is a key, that if we train good voices, and I am very firm believer, the best voices, Wolfgang, in the Hispanic market has not been discovered yet. Not been discovered. They are out there doing something else. And we would like to become kind of a bridge between that Hispanic voice on train that is doing something that has nothing to do with broadcasting, but always had that kind of a passion inside. Mm-hmm. Because I think, and you don't have to have a voice of God in order for be successful in the broadcasting community. Mm-hmm. You just have to have a passion to communicate something.
Yeah.
And for me, that is so important.
Oh, that what we know is in every area, and all leaders is a often those who cannot convince others. Before we go deeper into this, let's make a very short break.
Very good, Wogan.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltz know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltz, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So the passion, that was your the main topic. And before we go deeper into it, I'd like to say when I mentioned the system, when I talk also where's the mistakes of the system, I'm never ever one to complain. It's just the more I can get the awareness where the problems are.
Yeah. Oh, no, I got it. Mentioning that so that they won't be misunderstood, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah. That, because never fight an existing system. Don't give any against it. Just if you think a law of attraction, get more of the shit. Don't do that.
Absolutely.
It's really about understanding where is the real problem. And
exactly.
When you talk, it's so important about the young people and the passion. That
right.
is... by the way, for you, the information that we started with coming up with the word winspiration, because we had once listened to German news and it said there are 2 million kids living in households of welfare families, so living from welfare. So my old idea, if you really work hard, if you really want something, I think, is it really working there?
I know.
Yeah, it was that so, and then we decided we need to winspire them first, that they get a picture. So when you talk now about passion, one thing is explain the young kids something, how everything works, so that they don't feel the victim. But the next step is, how is it that you think they all get a passion for something, not only the voiceover, that's stuff with the voice, it's one thing, but also whatever their passion is. How do you get more people living to, yeah, that's me,
gotcha.
I want to bring this in the world.
That's a point. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still on the break?
No.
Still in the break?
No.
Oh, I can keep going. Okay.
Yeah.
So, that is a very, very, very key word. For me, Wolfgang, it is the motivator for you to go from the position you're in life to where you want to go. For me, the fuel that will get you there is the inspiration.
Yeah.
I'm a strong believer. I consider myself, like I said before, I was blessed because when I was 8 years old, I was what they called, perhaps that word was not expressed back there, but I was a super hyper kid. And my mother, very intelligent woman, I believe that inside of herself, she said, how in the world I'll be able to change all of this energy this kid has into something constructive. Because Wolfgang, many times, I even remember I was on the cash register with her and I was just trying to interview everyone and talk to them. And then I said, Mom, why he's not saying hi to me? I'm saying hi to him. He should say hi to me and say, you don't know him. He don't know you. It doesn't mean he's rude, but he's a stranger. So the bottom line, my mother, seeing me so hyper, she ended up giving me for my birthday a little Panasonic recorder with a little microphone, okay? Thinking to herself, well, I have to find a way to keep this kid occupied. Oh, that was Wolfgang. I don't think I was the best way to cure my I was very curious about everything. Oh, when they gave me that little microphone, Wolfman, I was interviewing everyone around, and I want them to respond. I am recording you. I'm recording. I was just 8 years old. But anyway, back then, there was something inside of me. I said, I wanted to be a broadcaster and I want to interview movie stars in Hollywood. That was when I was seven.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's check out how, and that was my passion from the beginning. And I think that, that everyone, even though they have not dig in inside of themselves, but everyone has a passion that many times it is cover up with a lot of frustration or whatever. But if everyone takes their time to dig in, they will find their passion. And your passion will be the magnet that will get you wherever you want to go. And giving a message to the young generation, because I know you and me, we are very concerned about the young generation, because those, that's our future. That's the future of the world.
Yes.
And if I can go back and being able to get a constructive lesson for all the young people that are out there, and many times you see a lot of the young generation doing graffitis and painting. They want, they believe it or not, there is something inside of them that they want the world to hear.
Yeah.
So everyone. Everyone, it doesn't matter, it does not matter in what kind of conditions they're living now, but every young person, if they will search inside of themselves, they will find a passion that they have. And once they find that passion, that will be the best GPS
yes.
where they're going to get to where they want to get. That yeah. is important.
Before the real GPS was there,
we
had, what is it, 30 whatever years ago, we had a company we called the GPS.
Yes.
It was more the German, it's a company for personal development.
Right.
And just was, but by accident it came out, and the short version was GPS. And today, Winspiration is offering courses because we 100% believe everybody comes with a special gift. We are unique, and
right.
everybody has, we call it today no more, the essence. What is the real essence? Not just purpose. We called it purpose finding before, but purpose is such a stretch word today.
Right.
So we said it's your true essence. And if you discover it, you find also your personal gift. And then bring that in the world. And I think this is the only way that you not only can be successful, really, but that you can be in the flow successful.
Right, right.
That you don't have burnout and everything. It's like nature. Yeah. You, whatever flower you are or whatever, you just
right.
live that. And then you can blossom. Yeah.
Right. And you brought up a key point there is the uniqueness
yes.
in everyone. And you know, bringing in the same subject of the broadcasting and voiceover school that my son and I built up, sometimes the students, of course, as one of the teachers, they hear some of my commercials and they hear some of my narrations of documentaries. And the students said, they said, Tito, I want to be exactly the same way
yes.
that you have been. I said, big mistake.
Oh, yeah.
You can learn from what I do, but you have to have your own unique way, because, and that this is an area, Wolfgang, that we emphasize to our students. You don't need to have a broadcaster voice to be a successful broadcaster. And the modern broadcasting, even now, when I started in the industry on the mid-70s, you needed to have the voice of God to get hired. Oh, yes, you know, ladies and gentlemen. These days, that is old broadcasting. And the old broadcasting, they stay back in the 70s. New broadcasting, it is the art of communication. And you don't need to have a great voice to communicate a message. What you need is to speak from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And when you communicate from your heart, my friend, you can have a different tone that I have. And that's what I would tell our students. Don't imitate me. You have a unique voice personality that is different to anyone in the world.
Yes.
That's the personality.
Yes.
That people want, you know. Yes. And it brought me also, I have a very great mentor that everybody know, rest in peace, God bless him. His name was Ricardo Montalban. Mm-hmm. Ricardo Montalban was the Mexican actor that always kept his accent as his signature.
Mm-hmm.
There was a commercial, Wolfman, back then. It says called Corinthian Leather. He was advertising an automobile. Well, my agent back then, Wolfgang, said, Tito, with your voice, you have to lose your accent, neutralize your accent so that you can make other English speaking commercials because you have too much of a strong accent. Due to the fact that Ricardo was one of my mentors back then, we call it Don Ricardo, Don for respect, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He said, Don Ricardo, I have an issue here. My agent wants me to go to have neutralize my accent in order for me to get more gigs, more contracts. He said, in his face immediately, I realized that he was not agreeing with me. He said, Tito, if you lose your accent, you're going to lose your personality. There are many people that speak neutral English, but me, with my accent, I have got more contracts that if I would have neutralized my accent, because then I'll become one of the bunch. And that goes back again, Wolfgang, to the uniqueness in each one of us.
Yes.
We cannot lose that.
Yeah.
Because that uniqueness is what put us, you know, apart from the rest of the world. And so for the young people out there, if we want to deliver a good message, don't be a copycat. Learn from the big guys. Learn,
yes.
But be yourself and establish your own way to do things.
Yes. Copying is a kind of suicide, huh? And that is not. And like you said, the times changed. I think of what we had, financial crisis and everything now, and the fake news topic and everything. I feel people are longing for the truth, authenticity. That is so much more important today. And that's why, coming back to kids, it's so important. Not just become from society or business standpoint, because also most parents, even if they think they do something good, yeah, but they most of the time they are limiting the kids so that they're not allowed to. It's not the accent, maybe it's whatever their passion is, that they're not could live their true self. I think this is a time where we really can start changing the world, but that everybody now can live their true self, because we have enough money, we have enough food on planet Earth, we have a distribution problem, yeah, that is not
right.
There's a lack of fairness missing, but this is what we need, the clear uniqueness, who you really are. Mm-hmm.
Message my father used to, my father was an attorney, a very, very good attorney, mm-hmm. in Puerto Rico, rest in peace. Wow, what a great friend he was of me. Miss him a lot. He used to say, son, when you see the whole world running to the left, I will give you a secret. Run to the right and you will have 95% that you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And if we translate this for the young people, Wolfgang, instead of copying others, instead of following the crowd, I think there is a jewel, there is a diamond inside of everyone. I'm a firm believer, and I'm not trying to be here too philosophical, Wolfgang. I mean, but I think there is in everyone, there is a jewel that unfortunately, many of them live their whole life and died without that jewel to come out into the surface. And you know why? And it's because, and there was a story that I heard from late Bob Proctor, and they call that the acres of diamond.
Yeah.
You I mean, come on, I'm preaching to the preacher here. and it says the acres of diamond. There was a African farmer that heard that there were some settlers that came into Africa and they were making millions with diamonds. And he was so excited about it. He said, I'm going to sell my land and I'm going to go and dedicate the rest of my life going through Africa to find diamonds. He did that. He just sold his land and went out there to find the diamonds so that he can share it with the other settlers. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this farmer ended up on bankruptcy because he never found anything. And frustrated with all the failure in life, he just jumped into a river and died. And the story behind is that the land that he sold, one day the new owners right next to the shore found a kind of a weird rock, and it became one of the biggest diamonds. Then he studied his land, and the land became one of the most lucrative diamond lands in whole Africa. What it says, and this is another message, most of the people, their whole life, they're looking out there for their big break and their diamonds and the richness when they have it under their own feet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was a great lesson, Wolfgang. Yeah. I learned that was something I said, you know, it's real, it's true, it's life.
Yeah, and Bob dedicated his life. Over 60 years, he was exactly preaching.
Great man.
Yes. Let's make just another short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltz know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltz, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz, life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So, what you just mentioned, the story, and Bob had us in lead the field. So, this leading is something different than just, feeling I'm mediocre and everything. So, I just saw a movie for kind of biography or at least something about the life of Jennifer Lopez. And I saw when, I think it was when Biden became president, and there she was singing a national anthem or what it was for everything. And then she made a short pause and a message to the Hispanic community. Right. Is this a sign of just simple the courage of Jennifer Lopez, or is this also a sign that the government wanted it and says, okay, greetings, and we will do something for you?
Well, I don't know Jennifer personally, but the kind of person she is, Wolfgang, I think that was really personal of her. She has never forgot her roots, and she followed kind of the philosophy that I told you before. She came from, the Spanish areas in New York, mm-hmm. To stardom, and she takes her blessings. She don't take her blessings for granted. And in the same token, anytime that she finds a way to help Hispanics to at least shed light into, if I can do it, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that, of course, it was a very good opportunity. And it was a, you know, there were millions of people that were in that point moment. And mm-hmm. considering the millions of Hispanics that are in this country, I think she did what she needed to do. And yeah, but she's very authentic. She's very authentic.
And there was another situation with the Super Bowl where she had a show, or is this a few 15-minute show in
right.
one of these the breaks there, and they wanted to that she take something out, and she says, no, I don't do this. I stick with it. So there is a person, you are the advocate of this. Is there anything going on that you, those kind of leaders or spirits, connect and just with then a kind of combined
effort,
spirit, can move more for the kids, more whatever.
Well, you know, you just hit it right there in the nail's head, Wolfgang. I don't think there is now,
mm-hmm.
but again, like the lessons we learn, opportunity.
Yeah,
it's never too late to start, especially. No. Something that is so important. It is so important, in all honesty. And we cannot say that, well, there has to be, we have to move so many rocks and we have to break so many obstacles in order to get the message across. Start speaking out, you know. But it should be. I think, Wolfgang, I'm going to hold you responsible because you brought in a very good point. There has to be a network in which more influencers to the Hispanic youth, because one of the things me and my son and myself we believe is that let's not talk about it, let's do something.
Yes.
I remember when we built up the school together, one of the things I admire about, he's my partner and son. I mm-hmm. always want to see him as a partner. So, because many times parents tend to, you know, we tend to, take, you know, no. So I see him as a partner. So in that way, we can accomplish more. But he said, Dad, this school that we want to put together, one of the things, and that this is not talking anything negative about the system, but the university never teach you how for you to find a job, get a job, and have experience. Mm-hmm. They give you a diploma. I can put it on in the wall. It looks great, but the diploma is going to give me the job. So mm-hmm. we have to find a way, a system in which we not only train the voices, but we find a way for the voices yeah. to use their skills and get experience within our system. And that's one of the reasons that 2 years ago, we have our school already 4 years, but 2 years ago, we opened our radio station. It's an internet radio station that can go mm-hmm. worldwide. It's on Google. It's on, you can get it there free, you know, download. Because we wanted to give them a platform. If we train them and then we send them like they used to send us before when I was in my young years, then I had to start knocking on doors. Hey, here's my voice. Can you give me a job, please? Can you please?
Yes, yeah.
But now our school, we have a radio station that they will be able to expose their talent, do the podcast, do interviews. And so in that way, before they go out there to knock on doors, they already have the experience and their voice have been heard through our station. So that was I have to give credit to my son for that, because he said, it's not, we don't want to give a diploma. I want them to already have the experience. And even, I mean, when the students are to a point that we can keep them in our radio station, we can even contract them on a salary so they can have a job before they go. So that was a good angle.
Yeah, there's a very good, and it's a big problem in the school system that in my case, also becoming a lawyer, just
yes,
so I had the certificate, but I didn't know how to rent a room or whatever. Nobody taught me in school.
Right.
So the simple things, how you lead then your employees and everything, nothing. A lot of people fail after just learning or need to follow rules of other people. So it's very, very, very important to do this. And coming back to the kids, really teach them the doing, and life is about experience. It's all or not about collecting certificates. So I'm really looking forward that we can accomplish more, because the topic you have, because of your origin with the Hispanic community, is the same everywhere else. It's the same thing. In Germany also becomes more a cultural community. UK is a lot of different mixtures of people, and it is somehow so shocking that we have a culture already. I saw it, I realized it first in the UK, but fourth generation living from welfare.
Crazy. Yeah, in this day and age.
Yes. And in these rich countries. Yeah. But it's a different world. Like you said, they're hardworking people, but you don't make really the money. No, if it's whatever investments banking or in the society. So there's a lot of things we need to change in the system, but also seeing humans different. So I'm always like to say, and what is your opinion on this? We are maybe the first time in history of this planet that we can and need to define really humanity. Because if we talk at the moment of human rights, is in the end, you have the right to work. Yeah, or you had the right to go to school or whatever. But that is not really what the essence of humanity should be.
Not at all. It's the area that I really think, and it's a complicated subject, but in the same token, it can be simplified if we will be able to put a mirror in front of everyone. When you put a mirror in front of your face, you cannot see anybody but you. I really think, in all honesty, Wolfgang, I think, and I know there's, you know, many flaws out there in the system. And again, I go back to the solution, at least to the beginning of resolving this, is taking personal responsibility of everyone.
Yes.
Forget about the system. Forget about where you're at. Look at yourself and tell to yourself that you have a responsibility to do something with your life. And my father, on the old expression, Wolfgang, they said, I'm going to say it in Spanish, ayúdate que Dios te ayudará. It means help yourself, that God will help you, as long as God knows that you're taking your first step.
Yeah.
So what that means, it's very deep. And I heard it the first time when I was really young, had no idea. I said, okay, yeah, whatever you said, you know, because, you know, your kids, you know exactly, but they say the devil is more devil because of the age and the experience that being a devil, put it that way. So he has, without putting something negative about it here, but, going back to it is, and this is not something philosophical, not something inspirational only, Wolfgang. It is reality. Because if you, and you don't have to be in the United States, you don't have to be in any other, of course, there are many countries going to be harder to do it because the system is going, you have to go over bigger obstacles. But I really believe, and I want you to tell me if I'm in the right direction here, that the way the world is today, UK, Germany, United States, South America, Central America, Caribbean, it doesn't matter where. If you put a mirror in front of your face, I think we live in a day and age in which if you want to do something, you'll figure out a way to do it. And the universe will give you direction. Yeah. But if you start your search by depending on the system, for the system to save you. Okay, so I have to wait until the system gets better. I am a firm believer, Wolfgang, that to, and that's what I tell my students, okay? Don't wait for the right conditions to start doing something, because you'll never start. Whatever you have, again, the expression, ayúdate, que Dios te ayudará. Help yourself, that God will help you. And I think that that is a key message for the young people. Perhaps, and please, they don't have to worry about how. That is another big problem. How in the world am I going to do something when I don't have the money now? Don't worry about it.
Yes.
This is what you want to do. I will assure you, my experience on all the years I have, if I would have waited for the right moment and the right conditions to do something, Wolfgang, I would still be in New York trying to find a job between Broadway and 4th Street.
Yes.
I believe in do whatever you need to do with whatever you have available, that there is a way that the universe will bring you the additional accessories so that you can get whatever you need. I'm a firm believer of that.
It is totally, and it's law, universal's law, to be, to do, to have. So it's more, they call it human being, not human doing, not human planning, exactly, or whatever. It is about what will be. And like you said, we talked about the essence or the passion. It's inside of you. So exactly, if that's the best with the mirror, you need to look inside of you. You don't find solutions on the outside. And right, Sadhguru says, the biggest problem you have is memory. Because of the memory, you try to follow certain rules or steps. And look at every baby, you don't need to start crawling or bite in something or paint. No, they do it. It's the nature. Yeah, because it comes from inside out. And, exactly, and that is what we really need to teach. And like I said, you don't need to know. We teach even you're not allowed to know, because if you know, you're only repeating the past.
Absolutely. So it's about staying whatever you are. Exactly.
Yes, it's about really getting in the dream. When we talk also here on Inspiration Radio on Extraordinary Future, is let's start dreaming together. What is it? How do we want this future? And then we can make it happen, because it's just in the end about an agreement that we do it. We can do everything. We can create the laws and everything if we really, really want it. If we go out of the fear, the memory, and really focus on what is it what we see, let's say 30, 40, 50 years, how do we see your community? Wow, they live up and live their passion. That is what they need to understand, and that's what we're teaching.
Absolutely. There was a, if I may, there was a story that really got my attention, Wolfgang. When they interview, we're not going to mention names here, when they interview one of the most successful chefs in the world and ask the reporter, it was the New York Times. Remember, I was in New York back then, and they interview him, and they ask him, Mr. So-and-so, when did you realize that you was one of the richest chefs in the world? When do you remember that that thing happened? He said, you know, when I was sleeping on park benches, that's when I was I realized I was the rich. What he's saying, and this is also for the young people, is that if, and you just mentioned it there, Wogan, if people don't realize one key secret in life, is that your dreams, your dream is the bridge to where you're going to be in the future. If you cannot dream it and put it in your head, you won't be able to accomplish it or manifest it in life. That is also easier said than done, Wolfgang.
Yes.
It's very easy to say that.
Yeah, but it's a great story, and what do you say, reminder for, we now come to the end here of this hour, and it's also a super stepping stone for maybe another session. And I was really looking for a session, you and Jennifer Lopez, and sharing what spirit you created, then to really see this kind of vision. We see here the vision and inspiration that there is an extraordinary future possible. It's really that we start really dreaming about and wanting it, because everybody knows exactly once in a year in your life you experience it. If you really, really wanted something, it happened. So let's want really the extraordinary future. Thank you, Tito. Greetings you. To your son, and looking forward to meet you again. And please keep on doing the wonderful work. Thank you.
You are doing an amazing work. I congratulate you, and thank you again to invite me to your great show.
Thank you. This was another episode of Winspiration, Wisdom and Information to support you getting out of illusions, false identifications, limiting beliefs. We all have the power and potential to be more, do more, have more, give more. Reality is what is possible in the universe, and the best is yet to come. If you want to dive deeper into possibilities of creating the extraordinary future, go to winspiration.global or to wolfensonnenburg.com. More information and some free downloads like the email program Dream Goals Reality or a copy of the book The Best Is Yet To Come can be found on the UK Health Radio website under the Listen On Demand and Presenters section. Join us again next week on the Winspiration Show for more wisdom and information to create your extraordinary future.